David, welcome once again to the studios of Highland. It's a big weekend next weekend in the Northwest with the race. First of all, could you just maybe remind our listeners about the history of the race and what the event actually entails? Because it certainly is a tall order for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us in. So the race, this is our third year now just coming up. So it's a 250-kilometre endurance race consisting of around a marathon and a half of running, 180-odd kilometres of cycling and 15 kilometres of kayaking. So it's meant to be, to test people physically and mentally to their limits, and we have an amazing course out here for it all around Northwest Donegal. So that's what it is, a nutritional race that people set out, a lot of them not knowing if they're going to get to the end of it, and they have 24 hours to battle around all the roads to get round.
It's a mammoth task, and I'm sure there's only a certain category of athlete that can take on such a challenge of this side.
Well, there is and there isn't. I suppose there's some people, for an awful lot of people, just trying to get round in 24 hours is what you're trying to do. And if you want to do that and you put in the effort, I mean, there's an awful lot of training involved, a huge amount of time. But if you do that, you don't have to be a phenomenal athlete or have a background in it. There's people that have signed up and got round that have never done anything like this before. But then again, there's people that would get round in 15 hours that would be going incredibly fast the whole way around, the people that set out to try and win it who are serious athletes. So there's a big difference, and there's a variety there of the people that are attracted to it.
And this event has grown, particularly on the numbers front. They're increasing every year and just as popular in the third year of the event. Big numbers again, David?
Yeah, well, I suppose in terms of numbers and the type of people, it's not like a mass participation event. So it's not like huge numbers. But on the first year, we signed up 80 competitors, and we signed them up really, really early. So we had around 55 on the day. Last year, 100. We had 66 in the day. And this year, we signed up 150 back in April, May. And we're hoping to have around 90 on the day. So yeah, 50% increase in last year, but it's still manageable. You still know, from our point of view as organisers, we still know most of the competitors. It does feel like a smaller event yet in terms of numbers, but it has grown quite a bit.
You mentioned that it's manageable from your point of view, but how does an athlete manage such a big task and setting out their stall and their plan for the course of whatever it is, the 15 to the 24 hours that it takes?
Yeah, well, I suppose there's your plan, two different plans. So it's how to get to the start line, first of all. And as I said, 150 signed up, 90 at the start line. A lot of people get injured in the lead up, and training programs are vastly different. You have to work around. The vast majority of people aren't professional athletes. They're working around their jobs, but they're still putting in really, really big, long hours, long runs. So I know people going out doing 10 hour plus training runs at the minute. They probably finished that now this week, but the last weeks. So there's all that training to mix around, to work to plan your sessions around. But then when you actually get to race weekend, there's your plan of how you're going to get through the day. So do you start off slow on the first stage? When do you want to kick in your nutrition for the day, your clothing for the day? Everything has to be planned. So there's a huge amount of detail goes into every competitor and how they plan their day out.
Why did you pick Donegal originally to host the race, and why is continuing to base it here?
I suppose my own background would have been, I've done a lot of long distance endurance events in different places around the world, and I've been interested. I've done the race across the Sahara Desert, and one of the reasons it's popular for people is because the environment is very extreme, the heat there. You also get races North Pole, South Pole at altitude, so people want these extreme environments. And I always thought on any trips I've been on or any race I've done that the wind is what bothers me more than anything else, way more than the heat or the cold. And Donegal, we have that in spades. It's usually a prevailing westerly wind that's really, really gusty and can be very, very hard. The terrain also is undulating. It's an incredibly tough course from that point of view. And you never know what the weather's going to get. So that was the reason to pick Donegal. It's a beautiful location, but it's also an incredibly tough course. And I think that's played out in the last 2 years, where it has been a course to rival some of the toughest races around anywhere really in the world.
Well, we had a tough man who won it last year, and Sean McFadden. He was the first man to cross the line back at Gyarton. What's the local interest been like for 2016 in it, David?
Great local interest, yeah. I mean, that's something that's growing big time year on year. So at the minute, I think we stand with 17 competitors based in Donegal taking part in the event this year, which is brilliant. And not just the competitors then, but the supporters and people that get out to show support to all our competitors has increased year on year. So no, it's great both to have the local competitors taking part and also just the locals coming out to support the event.
And locals helping out as well, volunteering, because you need a big support team around you to stage such an event of this side. And you're always welcome to more help coming on board, David.
That's a massive part of it. We'll have 100 plus volunteers in the day. So we run the event in conjunction with Gyarton Adventure Centre. So we essentially run the event together. And then we have, you know, between the Red Cross, the Civil Defence, local community groups in Rathmullen, Remelton, Dookery, all around the place, and then a couple of local businesses, LK Bikes and Michael Murphy Sports, have all come on board this year. So it's been really great to get that help. But as I said, 100 and odd plus volunteers, we still need a few more. So if anyone fancies a session, please get in touch. Look up therace.ie and get in touch with us. It'd be great.
Yeah, and it's worth remembering as well, this is all for charity.
It is, yeah. So this year is actually our first year. We've got a headline sponsor this year is one thing. So Magnet Networks are a headline sponsor this year. And so it's brilliant to have that. And also this whole event is a not-for-profit event for Gerta Self-Help Africa as a charity. So every competitor takes part. Everything goes towards the charity. So it's a great cause that it's all for.
How much do the competitors and athletes get out of the support of the people on the road when they're at difficult stages in their journey? And trying to get to the finish and back to Gyarton, how much does that help an athlete and spur them on, David?
I think you can't. It's very hard to define that, especially if you get the right person supporting you at the right time. You can have some very, very low times in the course of an event. You don't know how you're going to feel, especially it gets dark, you're 11, 12 hours in, it's raining, and just that encouragement from someone can make the difference between someone going or stopping. And that's happened quite a lot of times. People have said to us, especially people travelling to the event, I remember the female winner last year was from Waterford, and she said she just couldn't get over the fact that everyone that she went past seemed to know her name. She had no people up here with her, but everyone knew her name, was calling her on, was cheering her on throughout the day. I think that's very typical. People that come, there's a lot of people there's about 10 nationalities represented, and they all get really, really well supported. And that's a big thing for them in coming to the event. They love the fact that it is so well supported by local people.
Yeah, and the message is for listeners, get out there and support the athletes next weekend in Donegal if they want to do so. All the information again on the website and the social media?
Exactly, yeah. So it starts at 5 a.m. from Gyarton on Saturday morning and finishes at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning. So it's 24 hours all around the course. Get onto our website, therace.ie, and you'll see all the different places that you can go and support the competitors. And if you want to get involved in marshalling or helping out, that's the website, check out there as well.
Yeah, David, thanks for coming into the studios of Highland and telling us all about the race, and the best of luck with the event next weekend.
Perfect. Thanks for having me. Cheers now.